This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
Last week, you and I concluded a series that we called Respond. A series that was directed and driven to make you realize that as much as we pray and we wait on God to glue together all the different moments and perhaps the different spaces in life together and to bring about a desired result to us, God is actually waiting for you to respond. God is waiting for you to respond to your call, to respond to this season, and to respond in this moment in life. You see, greatness and wisdom has been at your disposal. Health and wealth has been at your disposal. You've just been taking yourself for granted. God has already given you silver and gold. He has just been waiting for you to get into a space in your life where you can respond. It is, however, customary for us at Sunday Restoration to start a new series every single month. And today I was excited to share with you a new word, a word that I believe is for you in this season, a word I believe is for you and your family in this very moment, a word that I also believe can be a catalyst of change in your life. I spend a lot of time, you see, searching the heart of God, that I might not come here and speak my mind, but rather speak the heart of God, that your restoration might be renewed. You see, I believe that the word of God is like a mirror, that when faced with it, all lies, all abuse, all destruction can be exposed. I would be a liar if I came on air this morning and did not express my gratitude to the progressive women of Capricorn FM this past week. The women who decided this past Thursday to boycott coming to work as a sign of solidarity against gender-based violence. What the Women of Progress did on Thursday was to show that truly we cannot go on like this. It is not normal for us to start our day in the morning and to end our day as if everything is normal. And to carry on with our day as it is Sunday and preach the word of God with power and conviction and not speak about this monster that we currently faced with, this new virus that we are currently dealing with, which is gender-based violence. It was just read on the news a couple of minutes ago that it has been reported that 164 cases in Guyana has been reported about gender-based violence. And I feel that it is very difficult for us as a people to come to terms with such numbers and to come to terms with what is happening to our sisters, our daughters in the hands of men. It is truly unacceptable. An average of nearly 58 people are murdered every single day, according to the latest statistics of the South African Police Service. A woman is murdered every 3 hours. Every 3 hours. Now, if you really think about that, that means that by the time I leave the station, by the time I sign off and would have delivered this week's edition of Sunday Restoration, a woman would have been murdered by a man. Think about that for a second. According to this statement, 51% of South African women have experienced violence at the hand of someone with whom they're in a relationship with. You see, our president early on in the year announced a 21-day national lockdown to help slow the spread of COVID-19. But you see, many were worried that victims of gender-based violence would be stuck indoors with their abusers. Now, imagine having nowhere to run. You can't go to the streets because COVID-19 has taken over. But you also can't go home because you live with an abusive man. There's truly nowhere to hide for a woman. The consensus seemed warranted when the police minister, Becky Kwele, said that about 870,000 cases of gender-based violence had been reported through telephone in the first week of lockdown. With such reports surfacing, it would truly be irresponsible of me to start this month off as if nothing is wrong. It would be cowardly of me to be silent and just let Sunday carry on as it normally would, while there are women who are being beaten on a day-to-day basis, women who are being raped, women who are being murdered in the hands of a man. I cannot keep quiet. It has gotten to a point where wearing a t-shirt that suggests that maybe I stand against gender-based violence is just not enough. Having a hashtag on Twitter or Facebook is truly not enough. As a man, I feel it is not enough. These are our brothers who are killing our sisters, our mothers, and our wives. Women are being abused and men, we seem to just be on the sideline, just being quiet. As men, we are just quiet about it. But I wonder, I truly wonder, would you still keep quiet if it was your sister who was forced into a bush by men who were filled with lust and destruction and forced themselves on her and raped her? And she was your sister, would you still be quiet? Would you still be quiet if it was a woman who lived next door to you and was being beaten by her husband night in and night out? Would you still be quiet and think to yourself, well, you don't know the nature of the relationship. And even if you did, what can you really do? What if you go there and he perhaps injures you? Would you still keep quiet? Would you still keep quiet and tell no one? If it was happening to your wife's sister, would you be quiet? Okay, fine. If you found out that your sister had been raped by your friend, would you still keep quiet? Let me bring it a little closer to home. If you knew that your brother was abusing his wife, and this woman is holding on to dear life, and unfortunately, she doesn't know how many days of her life she has left, and you knew that he was abusing her, my brother, my sister, my friend, would you still keep quiet? This morning, we are indeed busy with an amazing new series. But before we get into it, I really feel it'd be responsible of me to share with you my thoughts and perhaps be able to restore you in this new pandemic that we're currently facing, this gender-based violence that has seemed to be taking over our world. Kamogelo, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm very good. How are you, man?
I'm very well, man. This is a very pressing issue.
Yeah.
And I think it requires us as men to really voice out our frustrations as well. These are our brothers, of course.
True.
Who we are talking about.
The people we know, most of all. Sometimes even in our circles.
Brothers who would say something like, yeah, yesterday I dealt with her. She thought she could perhaps, outthink me. She thought she was clever than me, and I dealt with her.
Yeah.
And we keep quiet.
And we can't continue pretending as if it's okay for you to, because the moment you feel free to speak like that in your circle, then that means the people around you also have the same problem.
And truly, if you are not going to be the voice of reason, then you are as good as.
Yeah. Because it seems okay if it's far, but once it comes close to you, to somebody that is closer to you, that's when you realize that it's a problem. And at that time, it's late. You need to speak out early.
and people will be sending RIPs, talking about rest in peace while they knew.
True. And at that time, you can't bring that particular somebody back.
Today's word comes from Deuteronomy 30, verses 3 and 4. It reads as follows. God, your God, will restore everything you lost. He'll have compassion on you. He'll come back and pick up the pieces from all the places where you were shattered. Father, this morning, O God, we come before you. Come before you for grace, for revelation, for you to renew our purpose, O God. Father, you are not far that you cannot reach us. Nor are you in any way deaf that you cannot hear us. Your grace is sufficient for us. Your love is sufficient for us. Father, this morning, we're praying for our women. Those that we know, those we still to meet, and those who we know are faced with tough and difficult times under a man. My God, may your hand of grace be upon me as I share my heart. May you minimize me and maximize yourself as you restore us. As you restore the women of progress. This morning, I should have been busy with a brand new series that you and I are going to be sharing for the month of August. A series that truly will be able to shape and give you a perspective into your finances, give you a perspective into why Christians are poor. That is the series name, Why Christians Are Poor. Have you ever thought about it though? Have you ever even dared to say it? Well, I guess you'll have to tune in every Sunday to find out why in the world Mpho Magwabeni would say that about Christians. But this morning I felt it'd be very irresponsible of me if I did not speak on this issue that we are currently facing. Coupled with COVID-19, we are now dealing with gender-based violence. Of course, it is not new. We've always had it. We've always been dealing with it, but right now it's gotten to an unspeakable level. And I really thought that I would take this time this morning to help our sisters, to help our mothers, our daughters, to be restored by the word of God. I want this morning to share with you the two most common types of abuse that are known in the 20th century that not many are articulate enough to talk about, not many are articulate enough to share or even be able to point out. This morning I want to share an in-depth understanding of an abusive nature that many women in South Africa and the world are facing. Some women don't even know that that is an abusive nature that she's subjected to. There are many forms of abuse, I must admit, but really, I don't have the time to go through all of them. But some of them are sexual abuse, mental abuse, and financial abuse. Those are some of the abuses that women in the 20th century are faced with, and not many even realize or recognize that it is actually happening to her or her sister or a woman that she knows. Two most dangerous and commonly used forms of abuse that can silently eat at the flesh and the soul of a woman. Abuse that can drive her BP up the wall. Abuse that is so deep that she's trapped in her mind, in her heart, but also in her body. Abuse that forces a woman to become accustomed to his abusive actions, that they might even consider this as love. It happens that a woman goes through something in her life and she tells her sister, and her sister says, but that is a display of love. There is nothing that could be further from the truth. The first type of abuse I really want to spend my time on this morning is emotional abuse. Emotional abuse. See, that is the most common type of abuse. But because, you see, you cannot see the scars, nor can you see her bleeding, or can you even see a blue eye on her, it goes unnoticed, and years can be... Wow. She can go on for many years, and it'd be undetected. She's being emotionally abused. He will not rest or be satisfied until her self-image is destroyed, until he has devalued her, until the very spark in her eye dies out. He will not rest. Now, this type of abuse a man would subject a woman to, because maybe he just doesn't feel that she's worthy enough. You know, women are being emotionally abused in relationships, and they have to hear things like, you know, me loving you, me making you a wife is actually a favor. You are very lucky to find a man like me, a man who would make a woman like you have such grace in your life. For you to be called a married woman, it is because of me. Some men would use such words. These women hear words like, you are lucky. There are women out there who I can have. Any woman out there I can have. But I chose you. That is emotional abuse. That is emotional abuse. So my brother, you decide to break her self-esteem because you lack the wisdom to lead a powerful praying woman. So you belittle her and you keep her under your feet because you lack the understanding that can truly only come from God, that a woman is so powerful that if you give her a seed, 9 months down the line, a baby will come forth just from your seed. You lack the wisdom and the understanding of how powerful a woman is that you decide to abuse her emotionally, because that is probably where you have power, because your words are very powerful to her. See, God partners with women, but when you treat her like a domestic who is no good to you, no offense to domestic workers, of course, but you devalue her to a point that she becomes only good enough to cook and clean. You hide your money from her, and you wonder why men out there keep on cheating you out of business deals. It is truly because you have not partnered with the wife that God has given you, and you will continue to struggle in your business until you gain the wisdom that only comes from God. You see, emotional abuse is a silent killer. It can go on for many years undetected. When she's well dressed, you ask her how things are going. You ask her how she's doing, and she seems okay, but deep down inside, she's hurting. The woman dresses up well, and the man asks her, who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to impress with that dress of yours that doesn't even fit anymore? When she wears a nightgown all day, you say to her that she's unattractive and she's not even trying. Mara, what exactly is your problem, my brother? When she becomes educated, you say that she's a know-it-all. When she starts a business and tries very hard to provide for the family, you say that she's emasculating you while you are busy drinking the money away every single month. How do we help such a man? Emotional abuse is when you talk to a woman as if she is of no value to you. Emotional abuse is when you toss her to and fro and she does not know how she's even going to make you happy. That is some form of emotional abuse. Physical abuse is the second one I really want to talk about. Physical abuse is the type of abuse that many of us think immediately when someone says they are being abused. When someone is being punched, someone is being hit, and someone is being slapped. And it is evident because you can see it on their face. But you see, it can also be when he's angry and he raises his voice and he pushes you onto a wall. Or when you're driving with him and he's angry and he starts driving recklessly. That is also physical abuse, because he puts you and confines you in an unsafe space. Unfortunately, after emotional abuse, the abuser graduates from that, and it definitely goes to physical abuse, where you are being beaten every single day, where you are being slapped every single day. It started off as emotional, but now it's becoming physical. Being pushed and shoved against the wall. And soon after, a blue eye emerges, and now you have to cover yourself up with blue eye. My sister, before it gets bad, I suggest you run. You can never change a man who has an aggressive nature. Graves are filled with women who thought that they could change him. You are not God. Stop trying to think you can change a man who's made up his mind about you. You are not God. I really wish you would believe that. Love is not a war where you constantly have to fight every single night. Abandwani bone, abalisole bone. Once it gets to that space, I encourage you to leave. Life and love is not a boxing ring where you constantly have to fight for your life and for your love. Allow me to submit to you this morning that that is not love. It is not love. And now that these abusive men have become sneaky, they get to a point where they don't hit a woman in the face anymore. No. They start now beating her on her body. Women are filled with scars and broken ribs because these men are cowards, knowing that if she walks out in public with a blue eye, they will know what he is doing to her. So now you burn her body with a cigarette, my brother. You're a coward. Women are being pinched at night. Women are being burnt on their bodies. Women are being hurt in places where you and I will never detect. And it is happening every single day. And truly, it upsets me. In the same breath, I really want to talk to women, because I'm also a little bit upset with women. When a woman says that she's being abused and she tells another woman, women sometimes say, "Ai, mfumakazi uteore ayimele ndaba yawe." They end up saying things like, "A woman needs to stand." Well, would you stand if you are being abused every single day? Women are afraid to go back home because they think that the shame they will bring to their families is too much. But if you are being abused, my sister, I encourage you. Even if you got married 3 months ago, I encourage you to leave that marriage, that relationship, before your kids carry your coffin. My sister, I encourage you this morning. If in any way he is abusing you, physically, mentally, or otherwise, I encourage you to leave that relationship. This is Sunday Restoration, and I am Mpho Magwabeni.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.